Welcome back to the Mountain Money Show. In case you're just joining us, I'm Jill Schroyer here with Roger Goldman, and we're lucky to have a whole bunch of people in the studio with us this morning. We've got Brand PC Pop-Up Shop, and I'm sitting next to Jocelyn Scudder here, and I'm actually going to let her go around and introduce who's here and a little bit about what this is all about for us. So welcome.
Thank you so much for having us. So my name's Jocelyn Scudder, and I'm the Executive Director of the Park City Summit County Arts Council. And so we are a local arts agency and a nonprofit here in Park City and Summit County. And our mission is to promote, support, and strengthen arts and culture countywide. And we do that a lot in a variety of different ways, but mainly we do it through programming. And Brand PC is one of the programs that we produce. And so I wanted to come on Mountain Money to really talk about the creative sector and creative entrepreneurs specifically. And that's who we highlight through Brand PC. So it's a pop-up gallery and store where we also do a lot of storytelling. There's an editorial component where we tell the story behind the maker, and then we showcase their product and let the brands kind of talk about what it's like to be an entrepreneur here in Summit County. And so I wanted to invite on the show today, we have Holly Shoemaker Shepherd. She is the owner and designer of Lilo Bags, and I'll let her talk a little bit about those. And then I have Kevin Reynolds and Graham Reynolds here, and they are family members, and they create jewelry. They have a business called House 48. Some of you listening might have some beautiful jewelry that's made by them. And so they're all hyper-local grassroots people that have built businesses here in Summit County. And really, I mean, the point of Brand PC and why we do this work is to provide the platform, not only for these brands to sell work, but to tell their story. And so we're so pleased to be here today.
And before we get to Holly, the happy sound you hear in the background is the sound of the new KPCW expansion. We are thrilled to be expanding our footprint and apologize for the noise, but there's not a lot we can do. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, so my name is Holly Shepherd, and I started this brand, Lilo. It was a passion project for me. I was a recovering wedding photographer, and I had just had a couple of children, and I was stuck at home, and I'm used to kind of being out and about. And in the process of kind of raising my children as littles, I came up with this idea because it was really important for me to be able to keep my phone on me, which everyone wants to do, of course. But there was all these articles coming out about cell phone radiation. And at the time, I was also pregnant. So it started occurring to me that I needed to find a better way to carry my phone. I sourced the fabric for a couple of years that protects you from your phone, and added it to my bag. So now I can safely carry my bags as either a fanny pack or crossbody bag, and not feel the guilt or any sort of pressure in regards to my phone. So that was kind of how this started. And I've been very grateful to Brand PC for helping me get the word out there. I kickstarted the project last October. We funded in 2 days. It was an amazing journey. And then Brand PC has really helped me kind of continue on with allowing my product to be in a retail space where people can touch and feel it. And it's nice to get feedback from people that can see the bags and not just order them online.
So Holly, you've talked a little bit about the function. Talk a little bit about the form. What's the design approach in terms of what these things look like?
Well, for me, I run a lot of errands. I'm a mom of three kids, so I always need my phone on me for one. So I made it as a fanny pack so I can carry it on hikes, walking outside, and then also as a crossbody bag because, you know, fanny packs aren't for everybody. So it can be worn three different ways: clutch, fanny pack, or crossbody bag.
Great. Do we want to move on and talk about who else we have here in studio?
Sure. Yeah. So we also have Kevin Reynolds and Graham Reynolds. And again, they are jewelers and designers. And they've been in Summit County and Park City for a while. And they can tell their story a little bit.
Hi, everyone. My name is Graham Reynolds, and so happy to be here with Brand PC. We've worked with them for a little while now, started with their holiday space, which they were hosting for about a week every holiday season. And we're so happy to be a part of this longer-term Brand PC pop-up on Main. A little bit about House 48. My brother and I started the brand 14 years ago as an exploration in jewelry design. And since then, it's really grown, and now it's a whole family ordeal. We're all working together in the studio, coming up with new designs, and producing it all here in Park City as well. And yeah, really just the main thing for us being with Branded PC is the exposure on Main Street has been excellent. That's been a big push for us, trying to find, you know, a space or doing something, you know, to be on Main. But it's kind of unapproachable as an individual business. So being able to work as a, you know, creative community with Branded PC and the rest of the creators has been excellent. And just having that exposure has been amazing. So we're really happy to be here. Happy to be a part of it.
And hello, I'm Kevin Reynolds. Proud father of those two boys. And yes, they've been at it for 14 years. They've been able to expand this business, and now we're all in, my wife as well. I'm now a silversmith. I retired from an IT career, and so supporting the business. The past year, we've been trying to double the business because we still have one son in college at a design school, and the business has helped support get Graham through college as well. So it's been a big part of our family for all these years.
And a little bit more about the product line, and is there a place I can look at it online if I can't make it to Main Street?
Absolutely, yeah. So about the brand, you know, we work in all precious materials, semi-precious stones, diamond, gold, and silver. Wasn't always that way. It started, you know, very very entry level, but over the years it's really grown to that point. At the same time, though, we want to maintain all customer segments, you know, and have a price point for everyone. You know, that's really important to us. And just like create the value, you know, we want to, you know, maintain really fair prices across the whole product line. But from a design side, our whole vision is like very timeless, minimal pieces. We want something that can pair in with your current collection. And really just focusing on the details. Nothing too much, just those small elements that really like make the piece. So clean, modern, but then we also want to show that it's handmade. So we focus on, you know, natural looking finishes and really materials as well.
I'm going to chime in. This is Holly. Their jewelry is amazing. I didn't even know they were going to be here today, and I'm wearing one of their pieces just because I love it so much.
We're all looking over.
I know. Yeah. It's really beautiful. Yeah. So anyway.
Well, thank you so much, Holly. Yeah. I really appreciate
and again, is there any way to see it? Do you have a website?
Oh, yeah. We do. So we have an Instagram and a website. It's funny. We're actually working with another maker in Branded PC, Michael, who's another jeweler that has a background in photography. So we're working with him to reshoot all of our product line and really relaunch the website, but it is house48.com. You can just Google house48 jewelry, should be right there. And our Instagram is house_48.
And same question for you. Is there a website where I can see the bags?
Yeah, Lylo Design, LYLODesign.com. And you can see a video of it in action on our Instagram of me using my EMF meter with my phone in hand and then with my phone in the bag as well. So you guys can actually
see it. I'm going to interrupt EMF meter.
EMF, yeah, electromagnetic frequency. Sorry,
it's not something out of Ghostbusters.
It's not a common term these days, but
it
in my
Halloween
world it is.
It is Halloween week.
So. Yeah, right.
Who are you going to call?
You can sense ghosts and cell phone radiation with it.
Well, and I think, you know, I mean, this is where this Brand PC and the storefront, it really is a manifestation, and it brings our mission to life by being able to give a platform to these brands. While we only have two brands here today, there are about 25 brands represented in Brand PC and the storefront. I don't think I've said this yet, but I should probably tell you the location. It's at 692 Main Street, so it's on Lower Main, and we are open 7 days a week. So it's Sunday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then Saturday and Sunday, we're open 12 to 8 to catch that restaurant crowd. And while it's been a little slow, I mean, this is a downtime. We've had a ton of locals come in who are really excited to see their own locals on Main Street. And so it's been a really special experience for the Arts Council. Graham mentioned it a little bit before. We've actually produced this program for the last 4 years, but in a very different capacity. We started with a 3-day pop-up the first year we did it in 2016. 2017, we did it at the Kimball Art Center for, I think, 9 days. And then last year, we did it for 8 days at the Rockwell Room on Main Street. But what we're excited about is that this proof of concept, people loved it, and it's what got us this space in the first place, where we are now, and we're able to be there for multiple months and provide this platform for a much longer period of time.
Now, multiple months. Is the plan to stay, have this be permanent? Is this going to be a permanent location on Lower Main Street, or at least,
you know, there's a lot of unknowns, but I think that would be ideal, but it all depends on how it shakes out, and we're already incredibly grateful for the opportunity from the owner, and it happened quickly, and we are not sure of of the longevity of it past April. Right now, we're going to
be
there
through
April.
So you're going to be through the ski
season. We will, which, I mean, is, I think, thrilling for us. It's thrilling for the brands that are represented to be there during the height of the ski season. And, you know, I think about it from a destination visitor standpoint, where when they come to Park City, they want, I don't know, I think bringing our grassroots creatives to Main Street, it helps building our Park City identity. You know, if someone's bringing home a keepsake or just something to remind them of their stay, to have something authentically made here is special, and I think it's what people want, and it's a unique retail experience.
One of the things we continue to cover is the changing face of Main Street and how we're seeing more chain or non-local businesses. So this is, in a sense, the ultimate local business. Tell us a little bit more about some of the other artists and vendors we might be able to find at the facility.
Sure, absolutely. And again, we're talking about creative entrepreneurs here. And so I think when a lot of people think about arts and culture, which is the sector that Arts Council serves, sometimes creative entrepreneurs are left out of that conversation. But, you know, when we think about Holly's concept where she was pregnant and she was, learning about all the harmful, I'm going to mess this up, but the rays that come off your cell phone, and she wanted a stylish bag. I mean, that's a creative vision that was innovated and then built into a product. And I mean, that's a creative process. And so we wanted to highlight that story. We have Sarah Seaver, who owns 82 Degrees and Sunny. She sells beautiful tote bags that are handmade. We have Elizabeth Carrington, who is a pop artist, but she also transforms her art into furniture. So, I mean, we've got Ritual Chocolate. You know, they make artisanal, beautiful chocolate. Everyone in town knows them. We've got Franklin Woodworking. Garth Franklin is a local woodworker who makes handcrafted tables. We've got Faded Cloth, who's a clothing designer. Gypsy Mount and Skulls, who makes beautiful ornate pieces for your wall that are decorative mostly, but they are technically a functional product. Soul poles are even in there. When you think about the engineering of a soul pole, it's creative, and they etch into the bamboo, and they're beautiful products. And so we're thrilled to be able to highlight some of those. Again, I could go on. Red Flower Studios, we've got blown glass, we've got books and cards. So we just encourage you to come by, support your local, buy local, tell your friends when they're coming here and visiting to come visit us. We're thrilled to be able to support local on Main Street.
Thanks. That was a great run through. So we're running out of time here. We need to wrap up, but I want to thank you for being here, and we'll have our listeners look you up online. And thanks again for being here. So we've got Jocelyn here, Jocelyn Scudder, Holly Shoemaker, Graham Reynolds, and Kevin Reynolds. So a lot of representation here. Lilo Design, House 48. Thanks you all for being here, and
thank you guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the
support. And just real quick, if you go to pcscarts.org, you can check this all out.